When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been a while. Well, these have been few and far between the morning mindsets. To tell you the truth, we've got 280 plus of these, and I just do them now when I have something that I think needs to be said. Now, you guys saw the title. The Monk and the Mountain, and that is a title of a short parable. And I'm going to read you that parable, then we're going to discuss it. Deal? Is that a deal? All right, sounds like a deal. There once was a monastery built at the base of a mountain. One of the young monks would climb the steep mountain paths, sit upon a precipice, and meditate as he looked out over the valley and the world spread out below. The view was inspiring, and the weekly meditation was one of his favorite things to do. For years, the monk would make his way up the path to the precipice to meditate and take in the world before him. The mountain became his friend. He knew all the trails, the streams, and the waterfalls. He felt that he could climb to the precipice with his eyes closed. The monk could hear the voice of the mountain in the breeze blowing through the trees and in the gurgling of the water flowing to the valley below. As time passed and the monk grew older, the climb to the precipice became more difficult. His knees ached and his lungs burned for air. One day, out of frustration, the monk yelled to the mountain, "For years I have been your friend. I have paid you respect. But now your paths are too steep, your peaks too high." He sat down upon a rock, dejected. Then the mountain spoke to him. "Should I cease to be a mountain because you have grown old? Should I lay flat my peaks and smooth out my paths to make your stroll easier? When you reach the precipice, is not the reward the same? The view still magnificent? I was here before you, and I will be here when you are gone. It is not the job of the mountain to make the climb easier. It is the job of the climber to put in the effort. I am a mountain, the same mountain for the young as I am for the old, the same mountain for the strong as for the weak. It is for you to decide whether the reward of the climb is worth the effort. Whether you climb or do not climb, I remain unchanged." The monk, shamed by the truth spoken by the mountain, stood up and took one more step up the path. Now, many of you may think, "Well, I've never heard that. I've never heard the monk in the mountain." And those of you who pay attention to Student of the Gun and what we do, you're like, "Yeah, I know exactly what Paul's talking about because I've heard that before." I wrote that parable a couple of years ago. I wrote it because I felt like I needed to write something that helped people understand about the idea of fairness or altering the standards. You say fairness and altering standards. What are you talking about? We're talking about a mountain here. Yeah, I understand that. But you see, the mountain is the mountain, whether you're 5 years old or 50 years old or 100 years old or anywhere in between, whether you're strong or weak or man or woman, the mountain is the mountain. The mountain was here before you and he's going to be here after you're gone. It's not the job of the mountain to make your climb easier. You see, I've had people say to me in regards to training, especially firearms training or martial training or small arms and tactics, well, do you think that you should alter the standard or the course or the this or the that for, fill in the blank, for women or for this or for that? Well, it's not, you know, not everyone can do that, so it's not fair. Doesn't matter whether it's fair. What is fairness? To me, fairness is a modern lie. It is a word that has been taken and bastardized by our current culture. You want to know what fair is? I'll tell you what one of my coaches told me 30 or 40 years ago. Fair is a place where you go to eat cotton candy and ride on the Ferris wheel. Or the... What's the other thing that you, this at all the fairs, the merry-go-round? If you want fair, go somewhere and eat cotton candy. There is no fair. You see, gravity is like the mountain. Gravity is gravity for everyone. Heavy is heavy for everyone. We don't change, we don't alter the program to make it easier for you. We don't reduce the standard because you don't have the skill. If you don't have the skill, then you need to get the skill if you want to meet the standard. Unfortunately, we live in psycho world where people believe, based upon the lies that they've been told, that that's what you should do. If someone can't meet the standard, then the standard is unfair, or the standard is not fair. And as I said before, fair, and the use of the word fairness, is a lie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The standard is the standard. And if you cannot meet the standard because you don't have the skill, or you're unwilling to put in the time and effort, we don't alter the standard. Now, some places they do. And you say, aha, you're wrong, Paul. You are incorrect. I went to this one school, or I know about this place, or I know about that place, where that's what they did. It was too hard. The testing was too hard. The standard was too high. And so they changed it so that more people could pass. And that may be the case. And let me tell you what. If you received a certificate or a badge or a medal or a whatever because you went through a program where the standards were too difficult, so they lowered them, that badge, that certificate, that whatever is meaningless. It's garbage. You might as well go into a secondhand store and buy yourself a trophy and put it on your mantle. You know you can do that, right? There are, you know, thrift stores, the Goodwill, and et cetera, where people will actually bring in stuff, bowling trophies or softball trophies or whatever, and they'll put them up on the shelves, man. And if you want one, you can buy it. Does it mean anything? If you went to the local thrift store and there was a big, shiny gold and silver trophy with a, you know, one of those gold figures on top, you could give them $5 for that thing or $3 or I don't know what they charge for a used trophy. Take it home, put it on your mantle. Look at it every day. What does that mean to you? You're like, what do you mean? What does it mean? It means nothing. Did you earn that? You gave somebody $5 for it. As opposed to going through an entire season of baseball, football, whatever, going to practices, getting up at the last week of July or the first week of August and going to these things, these torture sessions that they're called two-a-days or conditioning. For those of you who've never played football, you don't know, but let me tell you what, there's this method of getting the young men ready for the season. It's called conditioning or two-a-days, where you get up, you go to practice, you're there at 7 a.m. in the morning, you practice until it starts getting hot, they give you a break, you go home, take a nap, eat lunch, whatever, and you come back at 2 or 3, and you do it again. And you do skill drills and so forth. And you do that every single day, except Sundays and Saturdays. You do that Monday through Friday for 2 or 3 weeks to get yourself ready. Then you can start the training season. Then you can start the actual season. And you go from sweltering heat of summer, and by the time you're finished, you play your last game in November or December, it's freezing. There's snow or freezing rain or whatever. But you put in the effort. Your whole team puts in the effort. And you win. And you get a big gold trophy. And you put it on your mantle. And you know what? That thing means something. Because it represents effort and sweat and sacrifice. If the reason people climb mountains is because it's freaking hard. And not everybody can do it. And that reward is real. You see, the cheaper the reward, the less it means. In our world today, there are constantly people that are trying to convince you that you can shortcut the effort, that you can get around the standard. The standard's too high, it's too hard, it's too difficult. The standard was put there by people who weren't in our modern enlightened era. And so because of that, it's not fair. That's crap. That's garbage. The mountain is the mountain. The standard is the standard. It is not the job of the standard to alter itself to make it easier for you. Young, old, man, woman, doesn't matter. The standard is the standard. You want to put in the effort and achieve it and meet the standard? Great. If you don't, fine, don't. But we don't change that for you. And see, that is the lie of the modern world. That is the lie that you're told by the media and whatever influence you get. Oh, well, that standard is old and antiquated and out of touch, and it's wrong. The standard's wrong because you didn't achieve it. No. We don't lower the mountain. We don't smooth the mountain out because it's hard for you to climb it. Other people climbed it. And just because you can't doesn't mean we flatten the mountain to make it easier for you. If you want to achieve greatness, if you want to achieve something that's worth value, you have to meet the standard. You have to climb the mountain. So there you go. There you go. Stop allowing the world to lie to you and trying to convince you that there's this some kind of weird, twisted concept of fairness. There is no fair. Well, there is a fair, and it's the last week of August, and that's where you go to eat cotton candy and ride on the merry-go-round. That's fair. That's where you, that's where they judge the prize hogs and chickens and cows. That's fair. Everything else is a lie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I'll be back to talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.